Well, it's starting to freeze where I'm at, so. Oh well, I'll just throw on another rumination. I was just thinking about this too. And it has a lot more to do with my content. Now, I'm not at all gonna, fault my audience. I mean, from all points of what we'll call the manosphere, go ahead. I'm a manosphere content creator. Yay. Ugh. I would like to think I'm not, but who cares, right? Now, three shows. And I often stress this on In the Bucket and probably on the other shows as well, well, with the exception of Things That Make You Go Damn, is that I got junk food. That's Things That Make You Go Damn. All the gory, horror, shenanigans, crazy shit on that, right? And then in the middle, I got In the Bucket, right? And that's a balanced meal. Some things are gonna have carbs in it, some stuff's gonna be good for you. There you go. And then when I get to the ruminations, like this right here, ruminations, that's health food. That's a rice cake. You know what I'm saying? So you got a rice cake, and this is probably a fucked up analogy, but I'm gonna run with it. Let's do it. I can give you a rice cake, a bowl of, let's say, malt oatmeal, chocolate malt oatmeal, and a chocolate brownie. What are you gonna eat first? That might tell you what type of watcher you are to my content. Because if you're going to the chocolate brownie, you're going to watch Things That Make You Go Damn. If you go to the malt oatmeal, you're going to watch In the Bucket. If you go to the rice cake, however, then you're going to fuck with the ruminations. All right? And I ruminate on these things. On many a topic, but in more of a stream of consciousness, reflective manner, like this last one I put out about hobbies and stuff like that. But that is pretty much what my content is like. It's really just three shows. Okay, that's all. Three shows with many different additions to them. And you know what? Whatever you choose to watch out of my content, that's totally on you. I do see that, and I've noticed that In the Bucket, I tend to shill a lot more than I used to. And I kind of want to stop that, Get it to where I don't even have to do the shit, But, as money's gotten tight, of course, and I want to get back into, a higher quality of making again, kind of like when the channel had started. And so that's why I do it. But, for those that have supported, thank you. For those that haven't, it's optional. You don't have to do that. You'll still get the truth free like everyone else, And if you are, if you are giving me a kindness, that's out of the kindness of your heart. I'm not even worried about that. I mean, and another thing too, and about the content, how you watch is your business. But I find it kind of peculiar that a lot of my audience would run to the Things That Make You Go Damn than so anything else. I get it. I mean, it doesn't even sell, really. The buckets are what sells, And it's a balance of both, And that's cool. I mean, though, when I do go to the ruminations, unless I'm, responding to another content creator, like the one I had when I was trying to respond to Hammerhand and Better Bachelor. Y'all went to that, but everything else, no. That would, if you're looking to get to know me a little better, you might want to watch those. Or if you're looking to get to know, you know, what men are going through in Western society, in Western civilization, and you probably already do. You know, you watch more than just me. You watch other content creators as well. So, okay, cool. But, you know, if you want to get to know soap a little bit better, watch some of those ruminations. But, you know, fine. Watch what you want, but, you know, I would like to see some numbers go up on that. And yes, and I put out a Spotify too. So I got back into Spotify. I was gone for about a year on that. And that costs you nothing. You know, just, you know, get on over there, type up Psyche Soap or look into the description. And I do have now. And what I will start putting up there is my Spotify address. And from there, you can start watching, you know, the content from there, or listening to content from there. I need to figure out the video part of it on Spotify. And keep in mind, too, when you are messing with Spotify, I still get watched kind of like in YouTube. So keep also the backup channels in mind. Well, I kind of feel like I'm telling you how to watch my content, and I don't want to come off as that. I am. Sorry. I shouldn't be doing that shit. But it's kind of peculiar when I do look at the analytics and everything and look at the outliers and whatever. Well, thanks for listening anyway. Thanks for watching too. And we'll be back in this bucket one more time. All right. Later, fellas.